You found it. Your number one place for free English lessons on the internet. Learn American English with this guy. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review if this podcast improves your English. And now, here's your host, this guy.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Green Granite Inn. This is another English lesson at a hotel. If this is the first time you are seeing an English lesson at a hotel on this channel, the way it works is that I cannot stop teaching English until I get to my room. And I have to teach English the whole time. I may get asked to stop recording. I may run into some people and have an awkward conversation. But let's go take a look at this. It is dark. It's only about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it is winter. So this is a pretty cool place, and there is a man washing a window already. The lobby is really cool. I think you're going to like it. I already hear some people talking French. So this hotel has a gift shop. So let's say you're thirsty and you forgot to buy drinks. You can buy some sodas and water here for $2. It's very cold. They have a microwave here. And they have all the free coffee that you want, I heard. But you can't have hot chocolate. That is broken. It's broken. Do not use. Chai latte. I may have to come back and get some of that. That sounds really good. They have sugar and cream. Sugar and cream for your coffee, and it looks like they also have some tea. And you can get hot water from this machine. Should I try that out right now? I'll probably make a mess, and then I need two hands, one to record and one to open doors. That'll have to wait, but I will get some tea later on, probably some chai. And if you would ever like to come stay here at the Green Granite Inn, did I call that the Green Granite Inn at the beginning? Well, there is a link in the description. We are in North Conway, New Hampshire. And you can buy some soap here too, fancy soap. That's soap for your baby. Lemongrass charcoal. Now I know charcoal in the United States, we sometimes use that to cook food on a grill, charcoal. And also if you get sick, if you swallow some poison, I think you can eat charcoal. Oh, I forgot to show you the playground. We'll look at that later. Lobby time right now. See those lights up there? We would call that a chandelier. It's not a real bear, but we would call that a stuffed bear. I think that bear was real at one point. Nice little area to sit. And then right above me is another dead animal. I think we would call that an animal pelt. Mm-hmm. sure if you can see that, but a long time ago, it looks like this car was used to get up a ski mountain. But you are not supposed to ride in this car because they have a velvet rope. Very dark in here, I'm sorry. But there's a fireplace. We would call this a fire screen. And there's a moose up there, another dead animal. Call that a fire puffer. Some old suitcases. And a really dark part of the lobby. And it sounds like some French is being spoken.
Why did you tell her that?
It's a very old car, American car, made by Ford. All right, let's, I have not been to my room yet, but I do know it is on the second floor up there. But let's learn a little more English and walk around a little bit more. There are some people walking towards me. Ooh. Look at that. Very old, made from wood. We might call it rustic. Hello. Yeah, we had to wait until 4 o'clock to check in. Checkout is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. But because it's winter right now, I'm filming this on November 11th, gets dark really early. Sounds like an ice machine down here. Ooh, another little sitting area. We'll call it a sitting area. Isn't this nice? A leather couch? Huh. Get comfortable here. There's also some more people speaking French. We're not too far from Canada, so I think some people might have come down to go shopping here in New Hampshire. Guess what? There is no tax in New Hampshire. No tax on food, no tax on clothing. So it's possible some people from Canada came to do some shopping. They also have some bathrooms here. Looks like the men's room. It sounds like it's playing some music in there. Nobody's in here, but the radio is playing in here. That's what a bathroom looks like at a hotel. Just in case you were wondering, ooh, we have the fitness room. And these signs look kind of rustic to me. If something is rustic, it means it looks like it was made a long time ago. So these are rustic. This is a kind of a rustic hotel. Sounds like some kids are playing in the pool. It says swim for the pool. And we won't go in because people are swimming. Nobody's working out though. Nobody is working out in the fitness room. All right, maybe we should go up. Ooh, water fountain. The water fountain works. There is an exit here. I could show you the playground, but it's getting so dark. Yeah, so dark. So let's go up to the second floor and check out my room. Yeah, right up these stairs, I think. Ooh, hang on. I forgot what room number I'm in. Maybe it's 54 or 56. Hopefully, 54. I'm in room 54.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Doesn't look like too much down this way. I have not seen my room yet. Actually, there are rooms down here. 61. We need 54. We're close. 58. Hopefully it is quiet tonight. This hotel actually has quiet hours. Starting at 9:30, you have to be quiet. Let's take the key card out of the envelope. The key card is out of the envelope. They gave me two. The other one will be for my wife, Jamie. She is at a Mexican restaurant just across the street waiting for me. After I finish with this English lesson, we are going to eat some tacos. I just need to figure out how to work this key. But that's the thing, this is an English lesson and I can't stop. I have to keep recording, keep teaching English. Having a little trouble here. It worked. We need lights. Well, there are some lights. Oh, we actually have a kind of a nice view. But to see the view, we need more lights. Looks like maybe it's just lamps. Let's see, how do you turn this? Oh, is that, that's, I thought that was a light switch. Wow, it is very dark in here. Little light there. Let's go over to this one. All right, this clock says 5:35. They haven't changed the time yet. Because it's 4:36. Let's check the view out. We have a little patio out here. Oh, a little private patio. But you can't see anything. There's a light there, but wow. It is dark in here, isn't it? That's the problem with it getting so dark in the winter here. Huh. Looks like we won't see anything out there, so. But it's nice. Trust me, it's nice. There's a little patio. We can sit out there, watch the traffic. Yeah, we've had some really warm weather here for November. All right, if you want to sit down, watch some TV. Do you ever watch TV when you stay in a hotel? I never do. If I'm staying in a hotel, I want to be outside seeing the sights. That looks like a nice king size bed. Some Wolfgang Puck coffee. He's a famous chef in the United States. It's a refrigerator. It's empty right now. Probably will stay empty. I don't think we have any drinks in the car. They gave us some toiletries. Just little soaps, ironing board, and an iron. There is a safe down there in case you want to lock up any of your valuables. Lock up. Is that an English phrasal verb? Ooh, hair dryer. You can dry your hair. How's the bathroom situation? Nice tub and a shower right there. Shower curtain right here. Not too bad. We paid $175 for this room. So it's a Friday night. A little expensive, I guess, but hope you enjoyed this. I hope you learned some English, and there's a whole playlist right up there with English lessons if you want to watch more. Thank you so much. See you next time.